Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you because indeed you are God of the rested life. We appreciate you, Father, because nothing takes you by surprise. You knew that we are going to be awake this morning, and you have set out that today will be what it is. Father, this morning I give you all the thanks and praise, understanding that yes, that which you have marked for this morning, it will come to pass. And so therefore, Lord, we bring in this week into your hand. We ask and we pray that, Father, everything that this week has for us, Lord, I pray that it will be delivered into our hand in the name of Jesus. Every forces of the devil that may want to mitigate your plans and your purpose for our life this week, I stand in agreement with everyone that is streaming right now and those that will be streaming later. Let the hand of the Lord, Father, subjugate, overturn, and cause victory to be our Lord's and portion in the name of Jesus. I declare this morning that, Father, this week is blessed. We speak blessing over this week. We speak promotion over this week. We speak open doors. We speak increase. We speak help. We speak favor. We speak mercy in the name of Jesus. We declare that anyone that is going through any challenges, maybe you're about to appear before the court, I declare that this morning the favor and the mercy of God will vindicate you out and gives you victory in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone this morning that you're about to go in for an interview. Maybe you are going in for an interview, or you are going to negotiate a business deal or whatever the thing is. I pray for you this morning that you will be favored above all in the name of Jesus. I declare the wind of favor to go with you. I declare the wind of mercy to speak with you. I declare the wind of the Holy Spirit to stand by your side in the name of Jesus. I declare that that which you are expecting this week, it shall come into your hand, and you will give your God the glory in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed. I speak blessing in your going out. I speak blessing in your meetings. I speak blessings in your conversation. I speak blessings, blessings, blessings in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we are about to gather again, oh Lord, and just to pray, Father, for the forthcoming election for South Africa, for the program happening on the 25th of May, and for our beautiful continent. I ask that, Father, as your people mouth will be open this morning, may you cause favor to shine upon their life and let their voice, oh Lord, receive power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know that this is done. We return all the glory to you, Holy Spirit. We ask that you breathe on this very particular service. Let your light shine beyond and cause us, O Lord, at the end of today to be able to give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. My God's people say, amen. All right, family, this morning, as we're about to get straight into the things of God this morning concerning the AfriOne prayer rally that is taking place literally on the 25th of May, and I believe that you all are getting yourself prepared. This is how it's going to be taking place on the Church Square, Pretoria, on the Saturday by 8 a.m. It's going to be filled with praise and worship. It's going to be full with powerful prayers. And at the same time, also, we are going to reflect and also join the South Africa is celebrating and also trusting God for possibilities for that day. So I want to encourage you, please and please make it a date with God. Come put your voice on that day, trusting that God indeed will come out and also be able to help us undo certain things that we all are afraid of. Whether I like it or not, we're all afraid of this election that is coming. A lot of people are already prophesying that it's going to be a bloodbath election. Parties are now fighting to see how to own that very particular election. But we are going to trust God. For us as believers, we do not panic the way the outside people panic. We understand that God with us is majority in the world. And so because of that, we'll be coming on that day for us to just pray and also to trust that the election will favor everyone. When I mean everyone, I mean everyone. The election will favor even those that do not win the election. They will understand that this is the plan and purposes of God and not begin to cause what we call wahala. Because after election, you see wahala then begins. You see parties who wants to now fight and said, no, we win, and all of that thing. But we will see how it all goes as we begin to look into what we have this morning. But before I begin our prayers, because yesterday we stopped at the prayers of overturn, which is in Ezekiel chapter 21 from verse 27 to 29. Ezekiel 21, 27 to 29. Let's look at the scripture. There's something I wanted to talk about, but I'll talk about it after reading the scripture. Then we are going to pray this morning, literally using the acronyms of Overton. I was meditating yesterday and also even this morning when I woke up to prepare. And one of the things there that I am seeing is the fact that this very particular election literally will shock people. It will. Many of us might be thinking that it's going to go a certain way, but we will be so shocked as to how God is going to by himself. Because why? For strange reason, and this is a thing that I'm trying as much as possible to comprehend. For strange reason, a lot of the body of people of the body of Christ, we are all crying specifically for South Africa. And this is not just about South Africa praying for themselves for this election. Even other nationalities that are outside of South Africa, they are currently praying for the election of South Africa. It then shows us to make us understand that there is something about South Africa getting this very particular election right, because a baton is being stretched prophetically to the nation of South Africa. It has been stretched, and it's a powerful baton. It's a baton that will revolutionize the whole, for lack of a better word, the narratives that Africa is currently going through. And so because of that, there is a contention for this very particular election. The devil is contending. And I know that we will say God does not contend, but even the Spirit of God is also contending. That's why voices like you and I, we are coming together to put our voice and to insist that this very particular election goes the way God intended for it to be. And even if maybe God's intentions for it is the fact that, okay, fine, we go through another 60 years, we need to come again and plead for mercy and to say, Father, let mercy intervene where we know that we demand judgment, because we serve a good God. We serve a merciful God. And so because of that, this morning, we'll be praying the acronyms under the word Overton. And we'll be taking that very particular prayer prophetically and trusting God that God is going to overturn this election. He's going to overturn it. He's going to overturn it. I'm trusting God for a serious overturning. South Africa is at a peak. I know that the democracy of South Africa may still be young, 30 years. It's okay, but there is a way God can fasten stuff. God can create a speed. We serve a God of speed. The Bible says when the Lord turned the captivities of Zion, we were like them that dreamt. So the reason why it was like a dream, because they never expect as to how the thing turned. And that's exactly what is happening in South Africa. It's going to be a turning. It's going to be a turning. And I'm trusting God that you and I, on the 25th of May, we are going to insist on the overturn. We are going to insist on that. Lord, overturn it. Overturn it. Overturn it. Let it be that, Father, the people who this needed, who these elections would favor, that will cause your righteous cause and narratives to be seen across South Africa and as a pointer to the African nation. Let it come to pass. Well, let's look at the scripture this morning before we get to the place of prayer. Ezekiel chapter 21 from verse 27 to 29. The Bible says here, it says, I will overturn, overturn, overturn. It says this three times. It says, I will overturn it and it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is. So which means what God is going to be doing for this election for you, even as a person. I want somebody to even trust God for this very particular scripture to say, Father, overturn it until it gets to my hand. Because there are some of us literally where you know that you have labored. You know, and I'm not talking about laboring based on your idea of labor, but you know you have paid the price. For some of you, you have been sabotaged in terms of the position where you need to be right now, but you can see that this is not where I am. This is not where I am supposed to be. And so all of a sudden, you begin to find yourself to say, okay, fine, what else can I do? How do I need to change these narratives? What do I need to do? And you have exhausted all the strategy that you can think of. I think this morning, this prayer might be for you. Lord, overturn it. Overturn it. He says, it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is. He says, and I will give it to him. He says, now this is how we need to overturn. He says, and thou son of man, prophesy and say. So we are going to be prophesying and say, Lord, overturn it. We speak the spirit of prophecy. We overturn South African election. We overturn South African narrative. We overturn the continent's narrative. We overturn. And by God's grace, we are going to be praying and we'll be going to be mentioning all of the African countries' name this morning. And just to trust God that for God to overturn. You know, I was watching a particular video on TikTok, I think it was yesterday or so, and I shared it on my TikTok. For those of you who wants to follow, you can follow me on the AfriOne Show TikTok. And also, I think I have my own personal one, yes. But follow me on the AfriOne Show TikTok because I'm very hands-on on that very particular space. And so one of the things I'm beginning to say, and I was laughing when I saw that, where a lot of people are now beginning to complain that why is Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, they choose to believe that they are not in Africa, but they are in the continent of Africa. And because that narrative is beginning to go out, it is not by accident. It is by design. It is not by accident that we are all now interested in the African stuff too. But why? Morocco, you are here. Algeria, you are here. Tunisia, you are here. You cannot be excluding yourself from the narrative of Africa and how we can then begin to form unity. Let's guess what? It is because it's the time for such narrative to come out. We are all now beginning to wake up to understand that there is power in our unity. And so we're going to be trusting God, whatever forces that is making us not to be united, ideas, narratives, pain, discomfort, disappointment from leaders. And so because of that, people are beginning to form narratives that is currently now holding us aback from forming the unity. But we're going to trust God to overturn. He now says here, he said, "Thus says the Lord concerning the Ammonites and concerning their reproach." He says concerning the Ammonites and reproach, concerning us as South Africa and the reproach we've gone through as Africans. He said, the sword is drawn. He said, "For the slaughter, it is forbidden to consume because of their glittering." He says, "Whilst they see vanity unto thee, whilst they divine a lie unto thee to bring thee upon the neck of them that are slain." He says, "Of the wicked." He says, "Whose days is come." He says, "When their iniquity shall have an end." Hear me. God has an end for iniquities we are going through. He definitely has an end. And as this is going on, I remember I posted a few minutes before I literally come on air in the book of Acts chapter 17 from verse 30 to 31. Acts 17, 30 to 31. I think it's a scripture. Let me try and see if I can find it. Yeah. It says, in time past, it says, God overlooked such ignorance. There are ignorance that we as Africans, that God has overlooked us for. But it gets to a particular point where he says, but now he has commanded all people everywhere to repent. The repent here is not just about confessing Jesus Christ as a Lord and personal Savior. Good, 100%. But the repent here is talking about a change of mindset. He says, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He says he has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. This is talking about Jesus Christ himself. But if you look at it, it says in time past, God overlooked such ignorance. We are in a place whereby we cannot be ignorant of the things that are happening to us as this continent. We cannot be ignorant of the pain that South Africa is going through. We cannot be ignorant of the fact that the poverty level for Africa and even for South Africa is growing on a per second billion. We cannot be ignorant. He's saying in time past he overlooked, but he said he has commanded us all to repent, to have a change of mind, to begin to believe and to trust God for a change. It is our responsibility to do so. It is your responsibility not to overlook. See, God may overlook your ignorance in time past, but let me say this to you. At this season, he's not overlooking your ignorance. You know, there's a popular saying that I like saying. I say, in time past, God overlook your ignorance, but the devil takes advantage of it. Many of us are literally bleeding because of our ignorance. And yet we are bleeding on people who is not responsible for the ignorance we are currently experiencing. No. They are not responsible. It is your responsibility and my responsibility for us to come together and begin to shift how we think and begin to repent in terms of changing your mind. Romans 12 make us to understand, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so if we are literally going to come together on the 25th of May, it will be from a standpoint of renewing of our mind. We have to renew our mind. We have to understand that South Africa is not for South Africans. South Africa belongs to everyone who lives in it. Just like late President Nelson Mandela once said, it belongs to everyone. So your responsibility and my responsibility is for us to passionately, not trying to create an escapism in your mind to say, if the election did not go well, I'm going to find myself, I'm going to bounce. We are currently seeing the news now where, for lack of a better word, the guys who left South Africa in the 90s, they are beginning to come back because what they thought was going to happen never happened. Because why? God still rules in the affairs of men. Oh yes, he still rules. God still rules. In the words of Daniel, he said, the watchers. But we understand that God rules. God is not sleeping. So please and please, I don't want us to be ignorant this season. God has commanded us, he says, for us all to repent, for us all to have a change of mind. If you really want to see things happen in your life, even in your private life, concerning your family, your business, your career, the works of your hand, whatever, it has to come from a standpoint of changing your mind. Every day, things are changing. We slept the other day, we wake up, we have TikTok. We slept the other day, we wake up, we are seeing different kinds of narrative that is coming out. Because why? Things are changing on a per second billing. And it's going to be our responsibility as believers and as Christians, in quote, for us to come and stop being ignorant of the times and the season that we are currently. We have to stop being ignorant. We have to become responsible to say, no, we are going to fight this together. And so because of that, I'm compelling and I'm calling on you all. On the 25th of May, we are trusting God that God is going to come using all of the servants of God for us to be able to overturn what is currently happening. We have to trust God. For some of us, we have to pray for the likes of the guest speakers that is going to be there. Apostle Tabiso is going to be there. Let's trust God for manifold wisdom upon this guest life. Apostle Jezile is going to be there. Apostle Sindiswe is going to be there. Dr. Lungozi is also going to be there. We have also Apostle Samuel also is going to be taking the platform on that very particular day. We also have Pastor Enoch Piri. We were preaching on that very particular day. We also have Apostle Harry Musa also on that day. We'll also be trusting God. And also, Tosfa, we also have Apostle George Martins also, who is going to be on that very particular place. And yours truly, darling, and myself also, I'm going to be there. By God's grace, trusting that God by himself, he's going to stand and to make sure that that very particular rally comes to pass. And hear me, with all of these apostles that we are bringing, all these servants of God, they are not just only going to be the ones. We are still trusting God for more. I remember my team was saying to me, he said, no, let's not limit it to these numbers. Let's push. And I said, I hear you. I'm at a place whereby let God's will be done. I'm not going to enforce anything, but let just the will of God be done concerning this very particular rally that we are trusting God for on the 25th of May. It is Africa Day that day. God has a reason. He has designed it where on the day of Africa Day, where people will be doing whatever, but we are coming as the believers to come and to trust God and to pray and to say, Lord, not in our watch. We are going to sit and watch Africa get to the place where it becomes a shadow of itself. No, we're trusting God, and I'm trusting that you will be there on that day. I'm trusting that you're going to call your family members. You're going to bring your loved ones. You are going to also be part of the people that will campaign and says, let's go. Let us go. You know that statement, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go. I'm trusting that you will also be part of the people that was going to make literally Isaiah 2 and Micah 4 to become a reality. To become a reality. He said, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all mountains. He says, and the people will say, come, let us go into the house of the Lord that it may teach us its ways. There are ways that the church need to begin to, what you call, embodies. There are ways that the church need to begin to carry that will begin to compel the people of the world to come into the church. The ways we're doing it currently now would have to change if we really want to compel the world to come to the church. And that's the agenda that God is trusting you and I this moment for us to begin to push. With that being said, this morning, we're going to go into the place of prayer. And we're going to go into the place of prayer with the remaining 40 minutes or 30 minutes that I have left. Because by God's grace, 1 hour is our prayers. And after then, you can then begin to be able to jump out by six. By God's grace, we'll close. And so, but let's look at it again one more time. Ezekiel chapter 21 from verse 27 to 29. It says, yeah, I will overturn. It says, it shall be no more until whose right it is, and I will give it to him. I want you where you are this morning to lift off your voice and begin to thank God for the grace of overturning this morning. Let's begin to appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you because we know that you are about to overturn. You are about to overturn. Thank him for the possibility of the overturning anointing that is available this week for you. For somebody, this is the week that God is going to overturn your pain and give you, Father, your gain. He's going to overturn your shame and begin to grace you. He's going to overturn the discomfort and begin to give you blessing. He's going to overturn the barrenness and begin to cause you fruitful. He's going to overturn the emptiness and begin to cause you to become plenteous. Open your mouth this morning and begin to appreciate God and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the overturning spirit. Thank you for the overturning grace that is available this morning, this week. Lord, I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. Open your mouth and begin to thank God for the overturn in your marriage, for the overturn in your career, for the overturn in the works of your hand, for the overturn in your family. Open your mouth this morning and begin to pray, Lord, overturn. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. We know that you are the God who can overturn circumstances to become for our good. You are the God who says you will make rivers in the desert and Father ways. Father, you says you will. You are the God who knows how to patch the Red Sea. You are the God who knows how to bring water from the rock. You are the God who knows how to feed people in a strange way. You are the God who knows how to take that very particular cruse of oil and make it a merchant business. You are the God who can overturn. And so therefore this morning, we are thanking you for the spirit of overturn that is available this morning for my life. I'm thanking you for the spirit of overturn that is available for my family, available for my wife, available for my children. I'm thanking you this morning for the spirit of overturn that is available for the nation of South Africa. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am thanking you this morning for the spirit of overturn that is available for this election. This election, Father, it will shock many how the fingers and the signature of God will be seen in such a manifold way. Lord, I am grateful for the overturn. I am grateful for the overturn. Lord, I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Now, as I begin to go into our overturn, like I said, we are going to be praying the acronyms of overturn, which means overturn is spelled O-V-E-R-T-U-R-N. O-V-E-R-T-U-R-N. And so we are going to be looking at each of the word and we are going to be praying from that side. What does it mean for God to overturn? Number one, the O there means is the fact that God is going to obliterate. He's going to obliterate. He's going to obliterate. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 22 to 25. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from 22 to 25. The O there means obliterate. 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 We're going to be praying this morning that God is going to obliterate what needs to happen concerning the election, concerning South Africa, concerning Africa, and concerning every nation that is in this very particular continent. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 22 to 25. Let's see what the Bible is saying. Yes, it says in. You see, as they begin to sing and praise God, on that day we are going to be singing. And in case if you are a gospel singer and you feel you want to volunteer on that very particular day, why not reach out to us? We'll try to find a space whereby you can come and sing. I think at the moment it's about, I think if I'm mistaken, about two people have volunteered to say they want to sing on that day. But we're looking for different nationalities to come. And so he says, as they began to sing and praise, he said, the Lord, look at what happened. The Lord obliterate against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, it says, who were invading Judah and they were defeated. As they began to sing, the Lord obliterated them. He says, and they were defeated. They were planning to invade Judah, which means we are going to be praying this morning. Every plan of the devil to invade South Africa, to invade this continent. Hear me. We are living in a place where all of the parties, in fact, every West has interest. They have personal interest in this continent called Africa. But we are going to trust God this morning that the Lord will send ambush against the men of Ammon and also the men of Moab and the men of Seir. Because why? All of these guys, they are, you know, I was just meditating the other day. And I see about what this Burkina Faso leader has actually done by chasing out France. You think that France is sitting where they are right now? hoping that I know we're here, we are just going to be quiet. No, they are going back now to begin to form forces. If Africa does not come together for us to understand that what Burkina Faso is trying to push and what most of the African leaders are trying to do, if we're not going to come together to become one, to trust God, to ambush, hear me, they can come back and recolonize Africa again. And we cannot tell the kind of method that we use to recolonize us again. We can't tell. But we're going to trust God that the Lord will send ambush. And so this morning, I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray, Father, obliterate this very particular agenda. The Bible says, and the Lord sent ambush against the men. Open your mouth and begin to pray, Lord, concerning South Africa, concerning my life, concerning this continent, Lord, send ambushment. Let your plan fall. Let your plan fall. Let your plan fall. Lord, by your power and your mercy, Ratosko vremene kevranoko fa imana saledasha, rete kebelino duzka bredes, Banotasia, Lord, send ambushment. Lord, send ambushment. We declare that, Father, every invading that they are planning to invade South African election, every rigging of this election, Father, send ambushment. Every rigging of South Africa, Father, send ambushment. In the name of Jesus, Labrino Kopariada, Retekabinako Shovrata Menekuta, Ziparo, Zalati, Gamanato, Sobinata. As you are praying for South Africa, you are praying for yourself. The Bible says, pray for the good of the land that when it prosper, you also will benefit for the prosperity. So don't keep quiet. Open your mouth. Ratokos kobrina salevre ketes kavinata. Abimanas kovrana zanina kos kahida. Retegebelinos kobana tagabelihuta. Liprodos. Father, we decree ambushment. Ambushment. Obliterate these people. In the name of Jesus, Father, cause their plan to fail. We declare, Father, the remaining days to 29th of this May, Father, Lord, begin to send ambushment, discomfort their plan, overturn their agenda, obliterate their mindset. Ripalos, kopanina, grete, skimana, ratos, kopata, likatoso, bredesha, la epoto, legeminatoso, vratitata, lekoprada. In Jesus' name. The Bible now says here, look at what it says. It says in verse 23, it says, the Ammonites and the Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and to annihilate them. You see, after they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, he says, they helped to destroy one another. Ah! When we talk about overturning, they help to destroy. So which means as they are planning to cause pain in Africa, they are planning to cause pain, to sabotage South Africa. The Bible says here, it says they help to destroy. When God decides to send ambushment and when the spirit of obliterating is currently at work, my dear, anything is possible. He said after they finished slaughtering the men of Seir, he said they helped to destroy one another. They help to destroy. We are going to pray before we continue the reading, because we're going to stop literally reading on 25. But I want us to pray this morning. Lord, let them help themselves to kill themselves. You see, this kind of prayer is the prayer you also pray for yourself. Lord, as I'm going out this week in the works of my hand, people that are planning to ambush me, let them help themselves to kill themselves. And before they kill themselves, let them first of all put me in the position, then let them go and die. Because they choose to kill you. But the Bible says, you see, they help to destroy one another. You know, one of the things I've come to understand, I've chosen in my days that is remaining on planet Earth to take the Bible literally as it is, not to complicate my life. Many of us are in a complications of the gospel of Christ at this moment. But the simplicity gives bailing. The simplicity gives rest. The simplicity helps you in times of trouble. While you are trying to think of it in Hebrew and Greek, first of all, find the meaning in Zulu and Pedi, because it will help you. But we're going to pray this. Lord, concerning South Africa, concerning, see, you're going to be praying it concerning yourself, concerning South Africa, concerning its election, concerning Africa. So it's a four agenda. So it's a one prayer, but you're going to be putting it in each of these four. Lord, let the people who want to destroy me, Let them help themselves to destroy themselves. Let them destroy themselves. They want to destroy South African election? Let them destroy themselves. They want to destroy this country, South Africa? Let them destroy themselves. They want to destroy our continent? Let them destroy themselves. Open your mouth and begin to pray. La copra da sabelica pronosovida. Lord, in the place of obliterating her, Lord, let the people who are coming to cause us pain, let them help themselves by destroying themselves. In the name of Jesus, we send the spirit of confusion into their camp. We send the spirit of confusion. Father, we send the spirit of ambushment. They begin to ambush themselves. They begin to fight themselves. Lord, political party who are fighting to see how this South African election will not work for the advantage of its people. Lord, we decree, let them fight themselves. Let them close their parties. Let their parties go down. Father, if they don't have your righteous cause for this nation, let their party go down. Let it disintegrate. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Father, I declare concerning my life, concerning the works of my hand, every ambushment, every help of the devil that may want to come together to cause me pain, to cause everyone pain, to cause the rally on the 25th pain, Father, obliterate them. Father, overturn their plan. Father, cause shame into them. Let this event be up to God. Let this event, Father, showcase God. God, let this event showcase you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for South Africa because it is obliterated. We thank you for this continent because it is changed. We thank you, Father. I thank you for my life, for my wife, for my children, because the enemies are helping themselves to kill themselves. They are helping themselves this week. They are helping themselves to kill themselves so that my glory can shine. Father, thank you, thank you. I give you all the thanks. In Jesus' name we'll pray. In the name of Jesus. Now look at what the Bible says. We are still on obliterate. You see how you take prayers? We take it slowly. Obliterate. Look at what it says in verse 24. It says, and when the men of Judah. You know this one. This is the clincher. He says, and when the men of Judah. It will get to the point whereby when the men of South Africa. When you and I who have been praying. He says, when the men of Judah came to the place. He says, that overlooked the desert. And they looked towards the vast army. He says they only saw what? Dead bodies lying on the ground. He says no one had escaped. No one had escaped. He says, so Jehoshaphat and the men went to carry their plunders, and they found among them a great amount of equipment, clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. He says there was such plunder that it took 3 days. 3 days to collect it. Hear me. We are living in a continent where we have resources. Resources that literally, when we look at, you know, when I look at the resources that we have in Africa, Gaddafi, late Gaddafi, make me understand how that resources can literally benefit every one of us, and Africa can be a great country. Literally. Gaddafi has shown us the possibility of what could happen if we're united and if we literally use our resources for us. But look at what happened in 25. The Bible says, after all the men had killed themselves, the Bible says, and they went in to collect equipment, clothing, articles of values. These are precious stuff. You see, more than they could take away. But guess what? These things were in the hand of men. The prayer you are praying, binding the devil for, it is in the hand of men. Sometimes we need to pray, Father, obliterate, overturn, so that this thing comes to my hand, so that they enter my hand. Father, remove these guys. There are men literally sitting, you know, I don't want to mention them, but I remember during my days of dexterity, we were contending for license. All of a sudden, license for the radio that time, all of a sudden we get to discover that there is one person, I don't want to mention name, but if the person is listening, they know themselves. One person was sitting with over 20 licenses. 20. One man was sitting with it. When I mean man, it can be male or female, hence I have to be political. One man was sitting with over 20 licenses. Guess what? Doing nothing with it. And yet South Africans themselves, they are trying to get licenses to start their radio station. But one person was sitting with 20 licenses. This is how men can be wicked. What are you doing with 20 licenses? We are not seeing the radio station coming up, but yet you sit on that thing. You sit on it. We are going to pray, Lord. He says, when the men of Judah came to that place, he said, they overlook. He said, and they only see dead bodies. From this week leading to the 29th of May, we want only to be seeing dead bodies. Dead bodies. And when we see the dead bodies, we know what it means. We know, as I'm saying this, as you are praying, expect dead bodies. We know that, okay, these dead bodies are the guys that want to sabotage the election. These are the guys that are sabotaging South Africa. These are the guys. So when it happens, yes, we sympathize because family has lost father, but the nation can be free. The nation can be free. If these men do not die, I'm sorry to say this, when I mean die, die can mean physical, die can mean the fact that they lose anything, they lose the power that makes them hold these resources. When these men die, all of a sudden, the resources that needs to advance the nation of Judah came to their hand. So are you saying that let them be alive? The Bible makes us to understand, you cannot go into a strong man's house without first binding the strong man before you can take the thing that you want to take. Because what, the strong man will not agree. You and I know too well that we don't have the power to fight this guy sometimes. But we're going to pray this prayer because I don't want us to talk too much. We're going to pray, Lord, we pray for mass dead bodies that will cause a release of African resources. We pray for mass dead bodies that will cause a release of South African election to be free. We pray for mass dead bodies that will cause my life to advance and the resources I need. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ratako shobeli kamana sovrata menokota. Abi bratos kopaleranasha. Pray this morning. Some of you literally, the Bible says, as Uzziah died, Isaiah saw. Many of you currently, the reason why you are not advancing is because your Uzziah is still alive. Open your mouth and pray, Lord, the Uzziah that is standing, the men of Amnon, the men of Moab, the men of Seir that is standing holding me captive, Lord, obliterate them, remove them totally, and grant me victory, grant me answer, grant me possibility. Let the angel of death, let it visit the families of this man holding South African ransom. Let it visit the families of this man holding Africa ransom. Let it visit the families of this man holding my life ransom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak this morning. Men that will not cause me to advance, obliterate them. Men that will not cause me to grow, overturn until it gets to my hand. Ratosko paleka manazo bretesa liproto. Lord, we bring an end to their plan. We bring an end to their activity. South African election will be free. South African election will not cause death. South African election, there is no bloodshed. Between now and 29th of May, we declare mass burial for everyone that wants to see us go to pain, that wants to see this country bleed, that wants to see this country go to shame. In the name, mass destruction, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, the video, quickly, because of my time. What does the video mean? Hear me, this very particular week, you will hear a good news that the person holding your business, holding your next level, has been removed in the name of Jesus. Whatever remove mean, let it be in the hand of God. Lord, we declare again one more time, every forces that is holding our life, holding us captive, holding our ministry from not moving, holding our mind from not being creative, Lord, we declare, let the spirit, the person sponsoring, and all of them, let them be obliterated and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let's look at what the VDA says. What does VDA mean? The VDA means vanquish, the ability for this. Remember, we're praying from the place of overturn. The V of overturn means vanquish. Micah chapter 7, verse 19. Micah 7, verse 19. The Bible says, it says, you will again have compassion on us. And you will tread, it says, you will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the deep of the sea. He says there, he says, I want to read again. He says, you will again have compassion on us and you will vanquish. The HCSB, says vanquish. The NIV says tread. He says, you will have compassion on us. He says, and you will vanquish our sin underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depth of the sea. The ability for things to be overturned. David there means vanquishing, finishing that has no remaining. I don't know how I get there. Vanquish. Psalm chapter 114. Let's look at Psalm 114 because we're going to take these two prayer points together. Psalm 114 from verse, 143. Psalm 143 from verse 11 and 12. Psalm 143 verse 11 and 12. It says here, he says, for your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. He says, in your unfailing love, vanquish my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. This is David praying this prayer. This was a man after God's own heart. In fact, Bible says God called David my friend. But the reason why David is because David knows how to pray. See, I know that they say suffer not the weak. I mean, what's called pray for your enemies and stuff and come. But there are those whereby even Jesus by himself, he went. There is a plan with devil to destroy him eternally. So between now and that time, destroy the ones that you can destroy. He says here, he says, for your name's sake, Lord. He says here, preserve my life. This election is coming. People are going to, see, this is Africa. You have no clue the length man will go when they're looking for powers. You have no clue. No clue. Lord, vanquish my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. I like what he says in verse 12. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. The enemies that may want to cause us pain in South Africa, silence them. The enemies that may want to destroy our life, vanquish them. Because why? We are the servant of God. I want you to open your mouth this morning and begin to pray. The spirit of vanquishing, Lord, let it rest upon our enemies. Let it rest. As you are praying for South Africa, remember you are praying for yourself. You are in this land. Lord, the spirit that wants to destroy the election, that want to destroy our life, that want to destroy our business. Because if the election is disrupted and a wrong leader gets it, see, guess what? It will affect the what's called financial rating of this country. Investors will, currently now, we're already suffering investors leaving the country. We're already suffering. The investors are leaving because why? The economic status quo is not favoring the people. Departments are coming up with policies that is going to cause this nation to bleed. Lord, vanquish our enemies. God knows the ones that are enemies. God knows the one that will advance the cause of South Africa. Only him can see the intent of a man's heart. Lord, on the strength of this knowledge, vanquish. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, we pray for the spirit of vanquishing to land on the head of our enemies. The spirit of vanquishing to land on the head of our foes. The spirit of vanquishing to land on the people who do not want to see our progress. Ratosko peliga bradosko panikataska. Leminosko vina leopa lemene kopasiata likro benita. Lord, we speak this morning a vanquishing anointing. Let it rest on the head of our enemies. Rest on the head of our folks. Lord, concerning the election, vanquishing. Concerning my life, vanquishing. Concerning my children, vanquishing. Concerning my wife, concerning everyone, vanquishing. Lord, we pray 25th of May, every forces of the devil, every wicked power, every man intending evil for that event, Father, the spirit of vanquishing, we send it to their camp. Let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, overturn, overturn. Let the time for South Africa to rise and shine. Let this election be the election that will become, oh Lord, the template for Africans to see and begin to model unity, model progress. In the name of Jesus, Father, vanquish Akropaninana. Lipo kepe krekwa shalatos kope librono teke kwapesi atane noska lirosodiana. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray the next prayer point. What does EDM means? The EDM means, it means eradicate. Remember, we're looking at a concept. This today's service is all about the spirit of overturning. And for overturn to literally take place, number one, there must be an obliterating that must go there. There must be a place whereby vanquishing must be part of the thing for overturn. For things to turn, see, You can't expect your blessings that is in the hand of somebody to just be removed easily and come. The person will contend. They will fight. South African election, the dev principalities and power, they are already sitting. You can see pictures on social media how different parties are soaking themselves in demonic altars just because they want to become the president of this nation, just because they want to become premier. As we're talking now, you have no clue how many people are sleeping on the grave. You have no clue how many people are going to dig. I think they call it in South Africa, intakata or something like that. They are consulting wicked spirit. And you are just sitting down there. No, Lord, what will be, not in my watch. You know, I was saying to somebody, by the virtue of being married to South Africa, the problem of this nation become my problem, personal. By the virtue. In fact, that is one. By the virtue of my feet being in this country, the problem of South Africa become my problem. Then number three, by the virtue of South Africa being an African nation, the pain of South Africa is my pain. We're going to look at number three. What does it mean to overcome, to overturn? It means to eradicate. To eradicate. To eradicate. Let's look at Daniel chapter 7 from verse 24 to 27. Daniel 7, 24 to 27. I have about 10 minutes to go. Daniel 4, 24 to 27. Look at what it says here. We're going to push quickly. He says, then the horns, Daniel 7, sorry, 24 to 27, yes. He says, the horns are 10 kings who will come from the kingdom. He says, after them, kings will arise. He says, different from earlier ones. He says, he will subdue 3 kings. He says, he will speak against the Most High and oppress the holy people and try to challenge the set times and the law. This is what is going to happen. This is me just reading prophetically about the leader that is about to hit that web. If we do not overturn it, these men will come. There are 3 top political parties. They will come strategically, because they want to overturn the agenda and to make it benefit their party and not the people of the land. Let me just leave it there. The Lord will interpret to you. You know, as you people say, there's a certain place I need to stay. He says there, he said, the holy people will be delivered into the hand for a time and a half a time. But he says in verse 26, he said, but the courts will see it. 30 years of South African democracy, over 60 years of most of the African freedom, it is time for the court of heaven to sit. He said, but the court will sit and his power will be taken away and completely eradicated. I love this God. He says, then the sovereign power and the greatness of all the kingdom under heaven will be handed over to what? To the holy people of the Most High God. He says his kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom and all the rulers will worship and obey God. But look at what it says in 26, because that's where we're going to pray. It says, but the court will sit and the power shall be taken and completely eradicated from these kings who are coming to cause us pains. Lord, we send the spirit of eradication. Eradicate these men. These men have held South African ransom. And when I'm talking about these men, I'm not talking about men that are currently in the political, sitting in the place of politics. No. There are men who are sitting behind the scene. They are sponsoring their puppets. You go. If the money is not there for them to be sponsored, hear me, they will not sit there. But we're going to pray, Lord, let the court of heaven, let it sit over South Africa. Notice prayer. We are going to pray it again on that day. Let the court of heaven, enough is enough. For South Africa, for Africa, for your life. Enough is in court of heaven. Sit over the matters of this continent. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lakrobana savrene kos kovinata. Court of heaven, sit over the continent, sit over the matters of South Africa. Ripolat kapranesh kovrenata. Lekubarashka frenos koba. Lord, court of heaven, sit over liko mene dikranos kopa. Lego tapra das kapatia toskoba. Somebody open your mouth. Let the court of heaven sit over, sit over, sit over,
sit over Zidos Kobali Grunosa Rato Kopelina Kapazatosa Rataka Belekono Zobilakata. Lord, the court of heaven, let us sit this morning over this nation. Redusko Manekro Vedeska Benita Ratosko Pane Katasa. Lord, we pray the court of heaven sit over this nation. Redusko Pane Grete Zibalatoska Ratos Kamene Kedadosa. Let the court of heaven sit. Let the court of heaven sit. We pray concerning our life. This morning, the court of heaven sit. Concerning our children, the court of heaven sit. Concerning our finance, the court of heaven sit. Concerning our family, the court of heaven sit. Ratoko belekedus komanashaleda. Rekotozo bilakredosa. Let he said the court of heaven will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely eradicated forever. Lord, let the powers that holds, in the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to pray for the nations of Africa, the power that holds, I want you to begin to pray and begin to trust God, the power, zebrenoskopa, likotozubreta, zenekoskopa, Lord, the powers that hold Algeria, to make Algeria not to go forward, we cause that power to fail, in the name of Jesus, the power holding Angola ransom, the power holding Benin, the power holding Botswana, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cameroon, Cape Verde, the power holding Central Republic, Chad, Comoros, Djibouti, DR Congo, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Eswatini, Ethiopia, Gabon. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the power be eradicated. Let the power be destroyed. The power holding down Gambia, Ghana, Guinea-Bissau, Ivory Coast, Kenya, Lesotho, let that power, let it be destroyed over these nations in the name of Jesus. The power holding down Libya, the power holding down Liberia, Madagascar, Malawi, Mali, Rotosko Brata, the power holding down Mauritania, Mauritius, Morocco, Mozambique, Namibia, the power holding down Niger, the power holding down Niger, the power holding down Nigeria, the power holding down Republic of Congo, the power holding down Rwanda. Lord, we cause that power, let that power be eradicated, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The power holding down Sao Tome Principe, the power holding down Senegal, Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Africa, South Sudan, Sudan, Tunisia, Togo, Father Lord, the power holding down Tanzania, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. Lord, we cause, let that power fall, let it crumble, let it die in the name of Jesus. We speak freedom over this nation. We speak freedom over the activities. We declare that the powers are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you because indeed you are good God. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Now let's look at this one quickly. If we can't finish everything this moment, we'll finish it tomorrow. Let's look at this. Let's look at what the R is saying here. The R. The R there means to revolutionize, to revolutionize, see, if overturn must happen, there must be a spirit of revolutionizing. See, Africa, we are at a place where we need to trust God for a spirit of revolution to begin to unseat these very particular guys. They have given us freedom, TOSFA in quotes, the freedom that was not even supposed to be given because it's not even theirs. Africa is supposed to not go through what it went through, but let's leave it as a story for another day. We are where we are now. This is the Africa that has been given to us. This is the nation, South Africa, that is currently in our hand. What are we going to do? It is time for a revolution. The ability for us to change the kind of... See, many of African countries, we are currently using the system of the West that is holding us bound. It is affecting your business, affecting your marriage, affecting the works of your... Because why? We have not, as Africans, created our own blueprint. It is high time for us to create the blueprints that will favor us, Africans. When the late Muhammad Gaddafi and most of these African fighters wanted to clear the blueprint, the West came, they killed them. Because they know if these guys get this blueprint right, we will end up becoming, what you call, their slaves. And so let's remove these guys. But it is time. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Let's look at what the Bible says here. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. This is my final scripture I'm going to read, and tomorrow we're going to continue on the T-U-R-N part. Isaiah chapter 43, 18 and 19. It says here, it says, remember not the former things,
They've done what they have done, so be it. Let's forget, let's move on. He said, neither consider the things of old. He said, for behold, I will do a new thing. He says, now it shall spring forth. He said, can't you see it? He says, I will make ways in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hear me. It is not by accident that AfriOne Prayer and Rally is taking place on the 25th of May, literally 12 days from today, because a new thing had to be done. A new thing for South Africa. A new thing for Africa. A new thing in your life as an individual. No matter how much South Africa, no matter how much your life will experience new thing, if South Africa is still in pain, it will affect you. It will. The country can come up with a policy that can literally wipe out your business. It is possible. So that's why when we talk about praying for yourself, the nation, and the continent, it happens. It has to be an all round. The Bible says, for your borders shall be protected. Because if your borders are not protected, the enemy can jump over your borders and enter into your house and steal your produce. And yet you are tongue speaking. So let's not be ignorant. Let's cover all aspect. We're going to pray, Lord, the spirit of revolution. Africa needs its own blueprint. I'm sorry, we do need our own blueprint. We need our own blueprint. Lord, we ask the spirit of revolution. What can make Africa great again? Yes, we can fight for freedom. We can fight for unity. When unity has been done, let's say the visas across Africa has been dropped. What blueprint are we going to use to make sure that the whole of the state in Africa, they all progress the same way? Not that Nigeria and South Africa is progressing and every other country is ability. What are the blueprints? The spirit of revolution. We don't want to be people who just go out there and shout, hey, ta, 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 ta. We do all the thing and we come back and yeah, there is no blueprint. We're going to trust God this morning. When things has to overturn, there must be a concept of revolutionizing that creates a blueprint in the hands of us all Africans. We're going to pray this very particular final prayer point. Lord, we pray for the blueprint of Africa. We cry for a new ways in the wilderness and rivers in desert. We cry for new things for my life, for the nation, and for the continent. Open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to pray. Lord, I lay my hand on my head as a point of contact to my family, as a point of contact to this nation. Lord, new things. I speak new things this week. I speak new things this month. I speak new things concerning South Africa. I speak new things concerning Africa in the name of Jesus. Lord, new things concerning my wife. I stand this morning, I declare new things in the career concerning the works of my hand and the work you have given me. Lord, new things, new connection, new open doors, new rooms that Father, my voice will be heard, new opportunity, new levels in the name of Jesus. I speak for South Africa, new things. I declare that South Africa, you shall experience new things. The former things has come and gone. 30 years has come and gone. The new beginning from 29th of May. New things for South Africa. In the name of Jesus. New things for the continent. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for a blueprint. Lord, how can Africans govern to the point that we don't depend on the West? Lord, we ask for new concept, new ideas, new manifestos. Not just manifestos for party, but manifestos for the continent. The strategy on how to build. Lord, help us. Lord, we ask. I ask on behalf of my nation. I ask on behalf of the continent. I ask on behalf of the family. New things. New things. New things. Lord, make way for us where there is no way. Create a path for Africa to become united. Begin to undo things that guarantees our collaborations and partnership. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I just want you to open your mouth right now. I just want you to speak a blessing concerning AfriOne Prayer Rally. Open your mouth and begin to speak, Lord, the rally shall be successful. We'll remove the hand of the devil. We'll remove the plan of the wicked. Everything that is needed for that rally to be successful. Open your mouth and just speak a blessing in the remaining 1 minute we have left. Speak a blessing to the AfriOne Rally. Let all the servants of God, God put words in their mouth. Let their spirit be fired up.
up. Let people come out from the north, the south, the east, and the west of South Africa. Let them fill that place. Let the angels of the Lord become our God. Let the power of heaven protect and preserve. Let the Spirit of God rest upon everyone on that day. The blind will see, the lame will walk. Father, the deaf will hear. It's not just about praying for the nation, but there will be a strange revival coming out from Church Square in Pretoria. We speak live into AfriOne Prayer Rally. We speak live into the leaders. We speak live into 25th of May. Fire from above rest upon the rally in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. I want you to begin to thank God this morning. We'll continue tomorrow. Lord, we are grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful because we know that it has been obliterated. We are grateful because we know that it has been eradicated. We are grateful because we know that there is a spirit of revolution that is currently happening. We are grateful because we know that the vanquishing anointing is already at work this week concerning our life, concerning our family, concerning our children, concerning the nation, South Africa, concerning the continent. We are grateful. We are grateful. Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Father, this morning, I declare that as everyone goes out into their various activities this morning, may this overturning spirit speak for them. The spirit of overturn that caused men to laugh at the end of the road. This week, rest upon everyone listening to me now in the name of Jesus. I ask and I pray this morning, Father, the people that are believing you for a great testimony. Some of them are going for boardrooms meetings. Some of them are appearing before the court. Some of them are going to pitch their idea for the first time. A lot is going to be happening this morning. Lord, I ask for everyone under the sound of my voice. By this time on Friday, testimonies upon testimonies. Oh, yes. Testimonies upon testimonies. For many, by the end of today, I speak to the sun, the moon, and the stars. They cooperate and they favor you in the name of Jesus. I command the mornings to begin to help you. I command the earth to open its mouth and begin to favor you. Let the earth speak for you in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we give you all the things and praise. We glorify you because indeed you are God. Lord, we ask that let your hand be upon everyone this morning. And at the end of the road this morning, Father, we will all come back to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And God's people say, amen. Family, we've come to the end of this very particular 14 days before the AfriOne rally, but now it's 12 days. And I really want to encourage you, please and please help us. Whatever the Lord has laid in your heart for you to support this work so that the work become easy, please, I want to encourage you. The information is currently available on the screen. We are not asking you to go and clear your bank accounts. We are asking that as the Lord leads. As the Lord leads, we believe in collaboration and partnership. And I'm still asking, if you know that the Lord has laid it in your heart to support us in any way, please do not say that the ways is small or the ways may not be accepted. Reach out. You might be so shocked that that ways that you are thinking, maybe at the moment we have blind spots, and the Lord can help you to help us to be able to cover those very particular blind spots. Please and please, we're calling. Come on board. It's called AfriOne Network for a reason. We are coming together as Africans to pray on that very particular day. But between now and that day, there is a lot of things that needs to be done. And I'm calling you by God's grace, by God's mercy, in the name of Jesus, I'm calling you. Trust the Holy Spirit to guide you as to what to do to see that that day is a success. The numbers that is currently available on the screen, you can use that for you to reach out to us. And we'll be very glad for us to be able to communicate and to see how you become an active player, regardless of thus far, how far we've come, how you can become an active player. So please reach out. With that being said, let's share the grace together. The grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the dwelling house of the Lord forever and ever. And God's people say, amen.